We are back. Hey, welcome back into Road Dog Live. We are coming to you from the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. This is booth 19124A, sitting next to JB Hunt, as well as TA and Petro. But there is so much to see here. Just head to the North Wing. We'd love to have you. Also, I want to make sure that I let you know that if you go to booth 64012, that's 64012 here at the Mid-America Trucking Show, if you say you heard Tim Norlin on the radio today, they're going to give you something nice. Like what? What are you going to give? Can you give it up?
I can't give it up. It's a very practical gift that drivers will find useful.
Now, he told me if I go over there, I'm going to get a slap in the back of the head. I don't know.
No, I'll give you one. I'll bring one over for you.
Okay.
Just because it's you.
No, thank you.
And you will find it practical, too.
Yes, indeed. Tim Norlin is joining us, and we're celebrating the Mid-America Trucking Show. We have not been here for 3 years now. You remember 3 years ago, we were all geared up, ready to come to the show, and all of a sudden...
Boom.
COVID hit, and they said, sorry, not going to do it.
Yeah.
It turned the trucking world up on its ear.
It sure did. Yeah.
So but glad to be back.
Right back in the saddle feels like we haven't skipped a beat.
We didn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
That's true. So you started talking in the last segment about equipment.
Yeah.
And I'd be very interested to hear about the product or equipment offering that you guys have for drivers.
So, getting equipment is... a challenge right now, obviously, right?
What are they telling you as far as load board?
Oh, we're getting...
Or not load board, but...
The truck manufacturers.
Truck board.
Yeah. They're, we thought we had new trucks coming in, and all of a sudden they're kicked out 6-8 weeks.
Yep.
And then they're coming in again, and they get kicked some more. So it's been... they're coming in, but they're trickling in. They're not flooding in.
So. I've been on that end of it working as a factory rep, and it's so frustrating because our pay as a truck salesman, it depended on it. You know, we needed to get you the truck. So
right. Absolutely.
Manufacturing, the whole system, we got challenges that we got to overcome with labor. And I'm sure you're got your finger on the pulse of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, the big thing is, you know, with trucks not coming in, then you're keeping the other trucks a little bit longer, and you've got maintenance and parts. And I think it's harder to get parts than it is to get new trucks. But we've certainly had our challenges. But, you know, through all of that, Rail has always prided ourselves on measuring our downtime in minutes and hours, not in days. So when drivers come in to get a service, or they've got some warranty work, or they're going through the inspection bay and they notice a marker light out or something like that. So we're talking, you know, 2.8 hours to turnaround time for a driver broke down on the side of the road, get a tire, stuff like that.
That's awesome.
It's crazy, but it's usually in the two to four hour range on our maintenance issues, which is fantastic because we know if that truck's not rolling, that driver's not making any money, and we're not making any money.
Yeah.
So it's very important. We have a fantastic maintenance team at Rail. Anybody that's ever driven at Rail, they'll tell you that's probably one of the best things we got going is our maintenance team.
You've reminded me, we had a driver when I was dispatched, and I also worked the breakdown phone. Driver Dan Inman was his name. I'll never forget it. He had a tire blowout, and we got him a new tire on there as part of the Goodyear National Fleet Program. And he was stopped, got the tire put on and rolling in less than an hour, and he could not thank the team enough because of just keeping them rolling. And it's so interesting because we don't really see how appreciated those services are. So it's great that you guys are thinking outside the box, as it were, to keep your guys rolling.
Right. And, you know, equipment plays a big part in that. We get the latest equipment with the best technology on it, mostly Freightliners, some internationals as well.
Okay.
That's the lifeblood of our company. For our drivers and us, we got to keep that equipment rolling. So it's very, very important. But hopefully the new trucks will start rolling in here real soon.
Gotcha.
Rolling in, not trickling in.
That's right. So. Yeah. Limping in. Yeah. What about the average fleet age? Do you have an idea what that number is months?
It's up just a little bit. We were probably in that 18, 19-month range.
Uh-huh.
We're probably closer to 22 to 23 months right now simply because
that's
of
still
the...
strong.
It's still strong.
Yeah.
It's still strong. But, yeah, we've got a few trucks. We try and get them out of the fleet before they hit 400,000 miles. And we got a few that are a little beyond that right now. But that's what we're waiting for those new trucks for.
I'm interested in knowing some of the other opportunities you have for drivers as far as team operations. Is it all solo?
All, pretty much all solo. Okay. We are not a team operation at all. Rail is really heavy with our van and a refrigerated freight. East of the Rocky Mountains. We do get out west a little bit. Okay. We've got a facility in Phoenix that's primarily for our flatbed division. That's the other thing. We've got a lot of opportunities. We got van, reefer, flatbed, curtain side, heavy haul. So we do a lot, but it gives drivers a lot of different opportunities. And we've had drivers jump from one fleet to another simply to, I guess, enhance their skill set and to do something a little bit different. So, and let's face it, parts of the economy move differently. So, you know, maybe when construction is booming, our flatbed business is going crazy, which it is right now. You know, recessions hit and all of a sudden people don't buy those consumer products, but they all got to eat. So our reefer unit picks up, you know, a lot of business that way. So it's good to have that mix because it keeps our drivers business solid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very driver centric is what I'm hearing you. You're very focused on keeping drivers operational, making sure they're rolling, improving the uptime. You're giving them home time when they need it. You're improving the pay packages. It's all good. I'm interested in some of the amenities because this takes to keep this type of operation going. You have to be able to make sure that you're taking care of your drivers whenever they need to stop. Right. Parking is a huge issue these days.
Yes, it is.
Can you talk a little bit about your infrastructure of maintenance facilities, terminals, and how that might help with those types of challenges?
Yeah, so we've got a number of facilities, maintenance facilities around the country. Obviously, Wisconsin is home, so we've got a couple of big facilities in Wisconsin, one at our corporate office in Marshfield, another one in Appleton, Wisconsin, in the Fox Valley area there, very busy area. Our largest facility is on the south side of Chicago, right along the major interstates there in Gary. But it's a huge facility, and we do a great job taking care of our drivers when they get in there. We've got a facility in Atlanta, Georgia, on the south side, down by the airport. We also have a facility in Grand Prairie, Texas, Dallas area, and I mentioned the Phoenix terminal as well. So we've got drivers for our flatbed fleet predominantly based out of the Phoenix facility. We also have a small maintenance facility in, of all places, Iron Mountain, Michigan. So if you ever find yourself in Iron Mountain, stop by and say hi to the guys there.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah. But
after I call my wife and say, I don't know how I ended up in Iron Mountain. I don't know why I'm here.
We also have a network of drop yards, too.
Yeah,
That's important. Drivers got to have a place where they can park, and so we've got a number out in Pennsylvania. We've got a few scattered around Wisconsin, Ohio. I know I'm going to miss some. We've got a couple others in the Wisconsin area as well. So
I think it's important too to keep in mind the relationship with shippers and receivers. And I don't know if Rail is actively negotiating, maybe opening up some shipping and receiving locations to help your drivers. Is that something that's even been considered?
We are talking to all of our customers. You know, one of the big drawdowns for drivers and planning is unrealistic appointment times. You know, if you can't be here then you're going to have to wait 2 days for that appointment.
Come on,
that just doesn't work. We're working through with all of our customers on that, trying to get into, you know, windows, first come, first serve type stuff, so our drivers can roll in, roll right out. It's possible. We're measuring it. We have customer scorecards, and we share those scorecards with our customers.
Good. Yeah.
And let them know, hey, you know, if you got better in this area, you might be able to knock a couple cents off your rate. You know, if you could help us with that. And they've been very receptive. But it's that kind of thought process and thinking that's really helping us build better driving jobs for the drivers. It's so important. You and I were talking on break about, you know, our four practices of driver success, which is, and we have these plastered all over our office. So everyone is reminded every day what we do. It's see me, meet my personal needs, meet my professional needs, and respect my time.
Well, sit tight with that because I want to get a little bit deeper into what that really means. Tim Norlin is with us. He is the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail. If you guys want to find out more, go to rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. We have to take a quick time out, but we're coming right back to it. It's the 2022 Mid-America Truck Show. I'm Casey, coming to you from the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. This is booth number 19124. Look forward to shaking your hand and meeting you when you get here, so come on down. If you go to the booth that Tim is hosting at 64012, tell him you heard him on the radio. He's going to give you a nice little gift, and you need to bring it over and show me what it is. Tell me if I got to go get one.